Greetings. We have 17 people on, so we'll go ahead and get started. Just as a reminder, Linux Foundation for the open source efforts under this committee are governed by Linux Foundation rules. On our main website, there is our policy statements, and Linux Foundation has a series of policies in place that we follow. Anyone that has any questions can go there. There's a presentation on the main site that takes you to some of those notifications and background. With that, we'll go ahead and kick off our meeting for this week. We have an agenda that's covered on the TOC directory on our wiki. We have an agenda for today. We'll start by Farheen, are you on?
Yes, Jack.
All right. So you're gonna take care of the minutes and record today's call, correct?
Yes, I started recording.
Okay, so everyone, just to be clear, unless there's any strong objections, we're recording today's call and putting it on the website for people to be able to review what is covered today. Okay, the next step is to take care of roll call. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. I'm co-chair. Jinri, are you on today? Okay. David?
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Masafumi?
Hi, I'm here.
Thank you.
I think I heard Jinri.
Jinri, are you, there?
I can see.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, it's just very low.
Okay, yeah.
That's a little better.
Okay, so I think probably this is a new Bluetooth earphone. So,
okay.
Can you hear me better now?
It's better now, yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right, good, thank you.
And this is Vincent, so I'm here as well.
Thank you, Vincent. And Vishwa. Okay. So we have 5 out of the 6 members present. So we have a quorum, and we can continue on with the next step. So the next one is minutes from the previous meeting. So 7-3 was last week's meeting. These are the attendees, the minutes that people can take a look at. Are there any questions, corrections, or input on the minutes? Okay. Then I'll call for a motion to approve last week's minutes. Can someone make a motion to approve last week's minutes?
Yeah, Jack. I mean, if you can hear me well, then I would like to move this motion.
Thank you, Jinri. Yes, very much clearer now. Thank you. Okay. Do I have a second?
I will second David here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
David saying aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, we've approved last week's minutes. Thank you. We'll move back up to our current agenda, 7:10. The next item on the agenda is any additions to today's agenda? Does anyone have anything to add? I have two items. Okay, the two items I have, one is I saw an email on from Altran, where they would like to contribute a UE simulator activities to the simulator project. So if we put that under new agenda, and then also I received an email this morning from Erickson, but we'll cover that under the existing open item 5F today.
Good morning, Jack. Sorov is on vacation today. He asked me to request approval from the TOC on another repo, I think via email. He sent the email to the mailing list last week, I believe.
Okay. And I think Viswa had a question about that, so we'll discuss that under new business. Okay, so we'll add that. Maureen, are you going to add that under new business?
Yes.
Okay.
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'd like to add an item as well on ONS Europe.
Okay. We'll add an item on ONS Europe. Anything else? Okay. So then let's move on to open items. David, we didn't really set a timetable on the vote. I assume, I don't know if you're getting any votes, if you check the status.
Yeah, so far we have 17 votes, and I set the end of the poll for the end of the month.
Okay.
But we can shorten it if needed. So far we have 17 votes. And the winning is Color Ember currently.
Okay. I encourage anyone who hasn't voted to go ahead and vote. Go ahead.
Jack and David, I have one question. I cannot open the link to the vote. Could anyone give a guidance?
Yeah, I discovered that for some reason you can't see it if you are not logged in. Wasn't doing it when I created the poll, so maybe some gremlins in the wiki. I will check if it is possible to at least set it up that it is visible. I think that for voting you need to be logged in with the Linux Foundation account, but I will check if it is possible to set it up so that it is at least visible when you click on the link and are not logged in.
Okay.
So if I visit from the website, and I mean, how can I get to the vote?
If you log in, simply think if you log in with the Linux Foundation account, then at the top on the blue bar you have polls, and then you will see it.
Oh, there's on a post. Okay.
There is only one.
Okay.
Thank you. I will try to fix the access for non-locked users. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, David. So encourage everyone to talk to people and have them come and vote. So we're getting some good response. That's good. Let's move on to action item. I guess the question is, do people want to shorten the timetable from the end of the month, or is the end of the month okay with people? Any feedback? I don't think it'll make much. I mean, it's not a gating item, so I'm okay with it. I'd rather get more people to vote, participate. All right, thank you. Action item, status B. There's an action item for me on the CLAs. The CLAs have been, shared with Linux Foundation. They're waiting on the approval for the ORAN license, which was targeted for today.
It's today.
It was today. I think there were a few communication problems that were identified that did not get the information to all the board members until just a couple days ago. And so that's caused a little bit of a delay, but we're going to push hard to get it finalized this week. So if we can get that approved, then for the ORAN members, we'll push to figure out how to get this moving very quickly here. We need to get it on the ORAN site and the CLA set up. So it'll create a burst of activity once this is finally. It's been a long time coming, but we should wrap this up this week. All right. Any questions on this? Is really the ORAN charter, the ORAN license, and the ORAN, we call it CLA.
One question from my side, Jack. If I recall well, there are two CLAs, one for Apache 2.0 and one for the ORAN license scheme. What is the status on that? Are there still two or just one? I don't recall.
No, there'll be two so that people clearly can pick which one they participate in. Linux Foundation has a platform that manages the CLAs, and that will be turned on here as part of this effort. As soon as we get the approvals, we'll move forward. I've already shared the CLA, both CLAs with Linux Foundation. Trishan is on today. Let's see.
Yeah, so once you have the final versions of the documents you presented to me, we can
send
it down to the team to
communicate. Right, and then that'll be put in place. The one thing to be clear, you only sign the license once, and it will cover all the repos that license is on. You don't sign it per project, per repo, per license. So once you accept the ORAN license for the overall project, you've accepted it no matter which repo you contribute into that are tied to that license. If you don't approve that license, then it's not approved in any of the repos that require that license. That's the way it was explained to me, that it's not per repo if the same license is used. Now, I've not seen the implementation yet. People have described it, but we should have that progress on that for next week, as we hope to get the things approved this week. Any other questions?
It may take a little longer than a week to turn around.
Yeah, I understand, but we'll have progress. Right?
Yeah.
So, any other questions? Okay. We'll move on to action item C. Jinri, you shared the ORAN license.
Yeah. So for this item, so actually last week, I think I remember, that the colleague from Samsung was kind of requested to send me the email first so that I can reply. I haven't got the email, but anyway, this morning when I was on the RSAC call, and there was another Samsung guy, I think it was June, and I already sent the ORAN software license to June and also requested him to share this material with Peter Monkey Hong here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that, Jinri. Any questions? Okay. Let's let's look on to the item D, Tristan to provide Lejing with LF process for setting up Sonic Sonar Cube unit test and NXIQ, sorry, Nexus IQ. Any progress there, Lejing?
Yes, Tristan has replied to our request. Linux Foundation does support Sonar. It's not Sonar Cube anymore. They're moving towards Sonar Cloud. That's only variation, and the Nexus IQ is also supported, and I think the cost is already included. So we will work out the details of how to incorporating those scannings into our workflow, and we actually already have a repo that we use to try out the Sonar scan. That's a dashboard repo, and it's working out great. So looks okay. Like forward.
Okay, so I think it's just if you open a ticket, we can follow up the request. The one complication is we'll have to set up a GitHub mirror.
Seems like no. The repo, the dashboard we're using, Sonar Cloud is directly scanning off the Garrett. But you're right, we definitely need to work out all those technical details.
Yeah. Okay.
Lucian, I have one kind of simple yet stupid question.
Oh no!
For this, so regarding the Nexus IQ, so my question is, I know we can use it after LF provide this tool. My question is, can we? For example, when China Mobile provide upload some C code, can we use this Nexus IQ service? Can we use this tool to scan the code?
I believe if once the C code is moved into a repo, we just need to create a Jenkins job to do the scan.
So it's after we we upload the C code first, then we need to move this to the Jenkins job.
Yes, previous
Jenkins job. Okay.
Correct. That's a workflow we have been using. Whether it can be used to scan any custom repo, that question I do not know the answer for. We may have to ask Trishan again.
I would ask Andy that question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll I guess that closes out the D. We'll move on to E, action item. I'll send a reminder nominating Ritwick for PTL for the requirements and software committee. The vote was run on the email. He was elected into that role. So we now have a PTL for that, and that will lead us to the question about I don't see it here, about the JIRA, right, status. Because So where are we with that?
I have an update for that. Like you said, the email was out and the vote was already above the threshold, so it's approved. I asked the Linux Foundation to create the Jira project for all the four of the approved projects, namely the RSAC and the near real-time RIC, the near real-time RIC application and integration and the testing. So far, two of the Jira projects were created. That's a near real-time RIC and the integration and the testing. The other two have not. The PTLs, they did not do the login to the Jira system yet. As a result, Linux Foundation could not create the project because they need to have the PTLs, their identity in the Jira system first. Without logging into that, they cannot move forward with that. So I send it again, the reminders to those two PTLs.
Right. I think the issue is they're both on vacation.
Yeah.
Or this past week. I believe Ritwick returns tomorrow, and Maddie, as soon as Maddie gets back, we'll get him to log in as well. Okay. Good progress. At least we're moving forward, but the blocking item is really on the requirements and software for the Epics. And so that has to be a focus as soon as we can get that going and get the Epics in there. Okay. Let's move on to action F. Report progress for non-real-time RIC proposals for PTLs from IBM and Ericsson. So I got an email, of course, overnight from Ericsson, and they, is there anyone on today from Ericsson? John Keeney?
If I unmute. Yeah. John Keeney here from Ericsson. I'll be one of the teams from Ericsson here who'll be sitting in on the, particularly on the non-real-time aspect of this work. We're hoping to have a call with you maybe later on to go through a more detailed discussion on the proposal for the PTLs. Would that be okay? I think you were probably in contact with Haseeb already, were you?
Yes, I received information from Haseeb. What we really need to do is get your proposal onto the mail list so that all the TOC members can get the information on your proposal. What I've seen so far is that what Haseeb said, that you'll be send me some information on your background, that you're out of Ireland, correct?
Yes, okay. Because I wasn't sure yet how much information Haseeb has had a chance to communicate to you. Yes, so the plan is that John Paul, one of my colleagues here, will be being in on the talk, and then from the non-real-time RIC proposal point of view, we were hoping to engage in that, in that project particularly. I know we're coming a little bit late to this particular group, with our proposals. But can you leave it with me for just a little while? I'll send more details out on the mailing list, and I think the plan is for us to have a bit more of a discussion later on with more details. Could we have that discussion first, and then we'll come back with more details then?
Right. I just wanted to give people enough sense of your progress and where you are, right? because what we have other proposals in this space, and I just want to make sure people have enough information as to why we may delay it a week to get more details on your proposal, so we can make so the POC members can make a decision. But you know, Erickson particularly wanted to contribute a PTL for the non-real time RIC. They mentioned a total of 6 headcount on the non-real time RIC, and you know, and mentioned some activity in ODL, ONAP, Acrano, and others that would support their interest in this activity. So I think the key here is that, you know, all the TOC members need to participate and learn about the two proposals. This is the first time we really have two proposals. There is a potential of a third, but I did not hear from IBM this week. I know it's a tough time of the year, but I did not hear more information back from them. I don't think is there anyone on the call from IBM? Okay, so basically, if I go back to our action item, was understanding the status. So at least Erickson has come back with some information on their proposal for near real time RIC. They're asking for another week. My tendency is to grant the week, but it's up to the other TOC members at this point in time. Action item H is really from the proposal we received roughly 3 weeks ago from High Street on, you know, for them as a PTL on the non-real-time RIC. So I'm kind of combining these two. Is there any other TOC member that has, you know, any recommendation or view at this time?
So actually, I think for me, I think it's okay for me to wait for one more week, or probably even 2 more weeks, given that I think this is the holiday season in Europe and in North America. But definitely we should not wait too long, let's say 3 weeks or more. Otherwise, it would be a bit unfair for High Street, because they have already brought this proposal for quite some time. Yeah. So just 2 cents of my opinions.
Okay, anyone else? David or Vincent?
I agree with Jinji. We can take a bit of time, but just let's not take too much time.
Yeah, I'd really give them a pretty firm, you know, week at this point to communicate clearly their plan to the TOC mailing lists, so that we can make a clearer decision next week on the two proposals. If the only other item is, if it's not clear enough at that time, I would ask the TOC members to try to look at this as quickly as possible, and if necessary, we'll have them both present on an open call about the two different proposals, if the TOC members want to do that. But just pointing out where we're at. We are getting well into our, we'll review that here in a minute, but like I said, the first cycle is always a challenge with trying to get people aligned and getting, you know, we have several PTLs positions that are not even filled yet. So let's, okay, so as
John here again from Ericsson. Thank you very much for your understanding. I understand that we're delaying you all here. We're coming a little bit late to this, but thank you for your understanding, and a week should be more than enough. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll carry this action forward till next week's meeting, and we'll look for that information to be shared on the mailing list. All right, that addresses item F and H there. The votes postponed till next week. Item G, sent out, that was done. We kind of covered a little bit earlier. Software requirements subcommittee, Rick Jana was elected into that position for the chair there. He's been in that role for several weeks, and that'll give us the epics, get us the epics moving forward. That'll be a big push for this week. We're behind, and I'll get to that when we get to the schedule. All right, that brings down all the open action items, unless somebody has something that we missed and want to bring up.
Jack, I actually have one minor comment. So let's look at the action F, the near real time, or it's NRT rig, right? It's not real time rig.
Right,
so
it's not
my
real.
Comment, yeah. So actually at the first glance, I spell it as near real time. So this is what my comment would be. I mean, I would suggest to use the capitalized NRT rig for this terminology to be, consistent with the terminology used in by other working groups in Oran Alliance.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes it will be confusing. Like, for example, just now when I look at this, I saw it as near real-time rig, but it's actually non-real-time rig. So this is minor, but I think this is important.
Is it all caps, capital N, capital R, capital T, or just capital
yes.
N?
All capital.
All right. And then for the real-time rig, is it just lowercase r, t?
For near real-time rig, actually, in our working groups in Oran, they use the lowercase of N and capitalized RT and RIC. And actually, there is a dash between RT and RIC.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
A little space.
I think last time, Andrew from Linux Foundation IT, he made a comment because both the project key and the repos, they're all case insensitive, right? The keys are all capital letters and the repos are lower case letters.
Yes, I remember this. I'm not talking about the project key or repo names. I mean, this is like the meeting minute that everyone will read.
Okay.
So just to avoid any confusion, especially when later on we have more delegates from working groups to join us, then,
I guess Lusheng's concern is if we have a two repos, one near real-time RIC and one non-real-time RIC, the short names in the repos will both be the same. They'll both be capital N, capital R, capital T RIC.
Right. Now, here's just a thought, right? Would it make sense, for example, within our open source project, because of this case insensitive thing, can we call the non-real-time RIC NNRT?
NNRT?
Double N.
I like the idea. Don't know if it's the best one, but at least I think we should differentiate somehow. Otherwise, yes. It's very confusing.
It is very confusing, and if there was some feedback to the ORAN community, if they could simplify this, that, you know, in some ways, even if you just called one Rick and the other one non-real-time Rick, it would make things simpler. But having two names for such major components that are so similar is just going to lead to mistakes down the road from people when they're typing in different things. I'll ask the, you know, Jinri and, you know, to think about it and figure out, you know, how we can maybe make this clearer. But I think for a lot of times when we say Rick, we usually mean the near real time Rick.
Near real time Rick. Yeah, I understand.
Just call it Rick. And then the non-real time Rick, at least then you have pretty clear separation. But let's establish a convention so we can stick with it. Right?
Yeah. So just assign this AP to me, then I will quickly write an email to all of you and just with a very simple proposal.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, let's move on to the standing agenda items, the release manager. The main issue here is, you know, timeline. We continue to slip. It is July 10th. We are into, you know, we should be starting our preparations for test cases and sprint planning and design. We're behind in most areas, almost all areas. The near real time Rick and the X apps have some activity going on in this space, but because of the European vacation and much of the that's led by Thoroff and the Nokia team, it's not progressing very quickly right now. So we have some challenges and we need to get the JIRA items in place. Most likely we're not going to meet our M2 freeze. So we'll have to go, you know, we'll have to talk about, I'll put something up on the message, you know, mail list, and we'll discuss some options. One of them might be to reduce a dev sprint. The other one would be to extend into December. But again, the goal here is to try to push things and see how far we can advance so that for the B release, we're, you know, in a much better position. But any comments or thoughts? All right, it's one of our challenges on a first cycle of the project. All right, reports out from PTLs. Is there any blockers or items that the PTLs would like to raise at this time? I think, Lujing, you raised one for Thoroff, right, on a repo.
Yes.
And if I... So there was a request for a new repo for ASN1C. And I think Vishwap asked the question, I think it would be a lot better to have one repo per project and list of committers per repo. A repo could have n number of folders. N number of folders that doesn't matter for each repo, committer promotion. This could help the TOC manage committer promotion in a better way. So, any I know he's not there. Lixing, any guidance from the use of repos versus, you know, directories?
This has been brought up in many occasions. There are a couple, I think, reasons that's driving behind this kind of many repo approach. One is it's easier to manage the team, so to speak. You have dedicated people working on each repo. Otherwise, really the committers for the whole project, they really need to understand all the code for all the subcomponents. For a large project, this can be difficult. Another reason is Linux Foundation's CI2 chain is organized per repo, right? So for each repo, you can define the unit test jobs, all kinds of security scan jobs, building jobs. And when you have a project where subcomponents are implemented in different languages using different frameworks, to incorporate those into a single Jenkins build job, for example, it is rather difficult. So that's another reason to, you know, for driving into using separate repos for each individual subcomponents. This way, individual subcomponents, they can be built separately. A third reason from past experience is if you have many subdirectories, each directory implementing a separate submodule, let's say they're all in the same language, right? Then because the way it's the Jenkins jobs are triggered, let's say somebody made a change in subdirectory A, this would trigger a change detection in the CI2 chain, and the Jenkins job of the building job will be triggered, and it will really run over all the subdirectories. It could be really very time consuming because especially when you have a lot of subcomponents. So that is, I think, from just IT perspective, I guess, the approach of separate repos was taken. Right. I'm sure if this all makes sense at this point, but
okay. So from an integration and test perspective, and from a Linux Foundation perspective, both groups would recommend in this particular case that we would go ahead with creating the separate repo versus just another directory?
Yes, I mean, from CI perspective, it's easier and more efficient this way. Of course, I mean, I do see Vishwas point that the management of committers, you know, that's probably the price we have to pay to take this approach.
Okay. Anyone else with any comments or input? Okay. So then I'll call for a vote for approving the repo requested by the near real time RIC for the ASN1 code. And do I have a second?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you, Jinri. All those in favor say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
The intent said aye.
I'm saying aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, we've approved the repo. Any other PTLs at this time? we had the non-real-time RIC here, but we've already talked to that, so I don't want to retread that. Integration and test, Lijing, anything for this week?
I reported earlier about the status of the Nexus, Sonar and Nexus IQ, so we'll move forward, start executing with that. Another thing I've been working on this past week is some of the near real-time RIC repos, they have not been able to produce Docker images and push onto Linux Foundation, Linux Foundation Nexus registry yet. So I've been working with that team, those sub-teams actually, to work that out. So it's work in progress. And we continuously working with the RSAC to finalize the epics that we need to deliver for release A. As I mentioned during the last TOC meeting, we had a number of items, potential contributors, they willing to make contributions on, but that may potentially, we need to clarify the responsibility boundaries between this integration and test team versus the integration and testing focus group within Oran Alliance. So that action item is still open, and I found out more from this side what the potential contributors they wish to do. I guess we can schedule a meeting with the focus group. Well, we need to establish a relationship with that focus group anyway. So that would be the ongoing work for this week.
Okay. Is there, Jinri, can you kind of take the lead with coordinating that with Lijing to get that connection in place?
Jiro already sent me an email. Sorry for interrupting, Jack. So the action item is really on my side to provide the Jinri from
for okay. The good. Thank you for the update.
Yeah. But all definitely right. I would love to help. Yeah.
All right. Anything else on integration and test planning? Okay. Report out subcommittee. Ritwick is not on the call. So David, do you have anything?
So we've the document is fairly done. Of course, we had the UE simulator come in, so we need a new epic for that to be added. So we've sort of created a placeholder and trying to get that added to the simulator project. And then for the OCU, I understand that we think China Mobile should be able at least provide an epic, and then we can work out the user stories for that they can pass through their legal for the code contribution, which has been sort of blocking us for a little bit. So we think we can get closure on those two things. I think we also have, we want to improve the logging requirement in there. And so there, Eliza Salenti from AT&T is going to help us shore that up to be similar to the logging requirements in ONAP.
Okay. Very good. But we need to lock this down, and you need to, talk with Ritwick about finalizing it and more or less freezing it at this point. But I want to make it very clear.
Well, we need to get some reviews from the working groups. The working group six ran their meeting ran late on Tuesday, and I was not prepared enough. Really, it was my fault to present the infrastructure ones to them. But I wanted to also go over the planning for B, because that'll have more orchestration. It'll be different than the infrastructure one. So I wanted to try and set that up all as one conversation while I'm in front of them. So that's planned for next Tuesday. But we haven't really heard back with any yeses or nos or agreements or disagreements from any of the other working groups. And so I'm not sure we're getting traction.
Okay, I did see Working Group 8 named a member to be the official participant in the Software and Requirements Committee from Working Group 8. I'll make sure that I'll track that information down and get that to you, David and Ritwick.
Yeah, we probably should put a members list for the people up on the wiki so that we have all those emails handy and documented for anybody who needs them.
Right. And so that would be useful, though. You know, anyone can participate, but at least the working group interfaces it would be great to list there.
Yeah.
All right.
So Jack, I have two updates. So can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I have two updates. The first one is I already saw the OCU EPIC draft from my colleague. So I think it could be finalized and be sent out within these 2 days. So this awesome. Is the first thing.
Okay. Good.
The second thing is that I think in the morning, my morning, RSAC call, I remember Samsung's colleague mentioned that in working group 3, they will discuss our release requirements and epics in their today's meeting, and hopefully we can get some feedback from them. And I think I can also, during the Tokyo meeting, I have already sent out an email kind of as an AP action point for working group co-chair to provide this feedback on the document, and they haven't done this yet. So probably I can have a follow-up. I will send out a reminder email to them by tomorrow because it's already evening for me here in Beijing.
Okay.
So these two things, yeah.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any comments? Really, the key is participation here. This is the thing that we have to, you know, everything kind of follows behind, and we need you to get involved for the new people. For the new people, that's the place where we're trying to gather all the requirements and create the epics. So, John, from Eric's standpoint, that's another item you need to get together with that subcommittee and make sure that you're familiar with how they're operating. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on to new agenda items. Anything new that people want to bring up today that did not get covered so far? All right. Any other business?
Jack, I wanted to come back or to comment on the ONS.
Okay, right.
So for people who are not familiar, ONS is Open Networking Summit. It's a major event of the Linux Foundation. So there's one in California. It took place in last April, and our software community, your own software community, was announced during that event. There will be one in Europe in September, next September, and we think we need to keep the noise around. So I wanted to inform you and the community we are planning a speech on ORAN to this event in September. So we also have the noise on this side of the Atlantic. And And I'd like to check if there is any plan from any company to also speak or make a demo. I remember there was a demo in UNF in America related to ORA. And if that is the case, we could make the link. So I'm asking to you guys, and maybe you don't have the answer today, but this is something we can check in the future and make sure we, well, as the event will come, we are consistent and the link is made amongst us.
No, that's good. Start a thread on the, you know, email. Let's see if we can develop a chain. If you need me to go to Linux Foundation and get, you know, some support, either a room or an agenda item, but basically they have a process of making a submission. They have a submission committee usually go to for these conferences. So let's get that started and talk about who can and wants to participate and how we best represent, you know, the ORAN software community there. It's one of our challenges of, you know, representing activity in both the RAN space at, you know, their conferences as well as open source conferences. So it's an opportunity to put together some discussion. And let's bring people's ideas forward and let's see how best to do that. Thank you for raising that.
So Vincent, I actually have one comment. Just for information, I know the ORAN Alliance provides $10,000 to sponsor the help meetings for each working group. And I believe that this definitely includes our software community. So just for your information, so in case we need this funding or budget.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jinji, for the information.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'll touch on last week, several participants indicated that they would be interested in trying to put together a proposal for PTLs and some of the other projects that we don't currently have PTLs in. There was infrastructure. Obviously, we're having some discussions about the non-real-time RIC, but I did not see any on infrastructure, simulator, documentation, ORU, I think ODU was going to be, Radisys was going to contribute something, but I did not see any of that. I don't know if anyone else has heard from or has any input on any of these areas. But we really need to get people to step up and in the areas that they want to contribute and pin this down. So if you are interested or if you know someone interested, really we need them to step forward and put something on the mailing list and bring a proposal forward, so we could fill out the rest of the projects. Otherwise, very little activity will occur in those projects in this release. All right. And I'll make one last call for any other business.
Jack, you mentioned you wanted to discuss something about Altran. Would like to contribute to UE.
Right, so Altran wanted to contribute to the simulator. They made a proposal. They're only contributing one piece to the simulator, I don't think they were making a proposal to be the PTL for the simulator, but just as a UE simulator component under the simulated project. They're putting together an Epic. I think Dave mentioned that under the requirement software committee. So I just wanted to make sure people were aware of that activity. I don't think there's, unless they want to become the PTL, which is, I don't know one way or the other yet. Most of their activity will be putting in the Epic and then doing the work under that Epic in the simulator project, but we're still missing a PTL for the simulator project. So I just wanted to make sure I went over that on the open call. They'll be putting things on the mailing list, so if that's of interest to you, follow that there. Any questions?
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, sorry, I have a very quick question. So, suppose that some companies are interested in some of the projects, for example, ORU, and then where can they find the information regarding the kind of working scope of the project? Any introduction on the projects?
Yes.
Where can we find such information?
That's a lacking a little bit because under the project tabs, we've been struggling a little bit with getting synced up with Linux Foundation. They changed their ticketing system. I think one of our tickets got lost, right, Farheen?
Yeah, Jack, but if you click on that projects link right there, yeah. So the goal is to create a list here and on this page, and let's start populating it with descriptions and PTL, you know, whether or not they have PTLs or... So
right.
I started this list.
Yeah, so, but who will fill in the description of the project, the working scope, the responsibility, something like this, especially a working scope?
Right. I'll talk to the software requirements committee to at least start that process, but I think it'll be an evolving process. Anyone who wants, I think the community has to, you know, participate in that.
So Jack, okay. Jack, I can go in and add the proposed project names from the requirements document.
Right, that's where I'd start.
And that'll give us a start, and then I'll let somebody else say whether, I think the only one that we, for PTL approval, we only have Madi and Thorolf, right?
And Lejing for the...
And Lejing for integration, okay.
So, because the committee has a separate tab, right, for describing the software required. So we'll get started on that. Some of that might be able to come from the ORAN descriptions. Mm-hmm. If there's an intro paragraph on the, you know, that's publicly available for the modules, that might be a place also to start. So we'll you know, ask everyone to participate and let's see if we can fill that out. And then we'll edit it and contribute it as people are happy. All right.
Okay.
We're running over. Anything else?
So we now reverse back to 1 hour meeting.
Yes, we were trying to do that for the
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right. Thanks everybody for participation today, and look forward. It's a busy week, but again. We need everyone to participate. Please bring your proposals and interests. And, we look forward to, continuing to everyone's contribution to this project. Thank you. We'll close the meeting at this time.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.